Book, the Lord Auspiciousness. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, again. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, and I'm sure all of you know this Canto 7 is called as Signs of God. Okay, signs. We have signs of mobile phone, how to make a mobile phone. We have a science of how to make spec, correct? Science and engineering is necessary. Even for watches like this, analog watches, and Krishna is wearing digital watch. Because he wants messages to be delivered on his mobile, on his watch itself, correct? The message that comes on mobile phone. So we have become lazy to open a mobile phone to see what is the message somebody sent. We want it to be coming on our hand watch only. So you want to make that watch. Lot of science and engineering is involved. Understanding how to put together material elements and what are the qualities of material element. Then how to engineer them so that it works like a watch and can take a messages coming to mobile phone to your hand as your watch. Yeah. So that is science. So similarly, what about the science of Supreme? Under whose direction everything is working? And all that energy that we're using is actually energy coming from that Supreme. So understanding that Supreme. So it is not easy. Just to understand one small item, atom. So much of energy is going. What about the one who manages everything? So therefore, this is the science of God. So very nicely explaining throughout. And today's verse is one aspect of human life and how can we make successful, what do we put energy for? Okay. So the verse 9. Of course, the chapter 9 is called as prayers. Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers. So Prahlad prayers to pacify the Lord when he was very angry. So the text 9, verse 9. So let us read words first and then we will read the full statement. Man e dhana abhijana rupa tapa sruta Ojaha, Tejaha, Prabhava, Bala, Paurusha, Buddhi, Yogaha, Na, Aradhanya, He, Bhavanti, Pumsaha, Bhaktya, Tutosta, Bhagavan, Gajavitapaya. Mane dhana abhijana rupa tapa sruta ojaha. Mane dhana abhijana rupa tapaha sruta ojas. Tejas prabhava bala purusha buddhi yogaha. Teja prabhava bala purusha buddhi yogaha. Na aradhyaya hi bhavanti parasaya pumso. Na aradhyaya hi bhavanti purasaya pumso. Bhakta tu dosta bhagavan gajaya tapaya. Bhaktya tutosta bhagavan gajayutapaya. Mane dhana abhijana rupa tapa sruta ojasaha. ప్రభావ బల పురుష బుద్ధియోగ న ఆరాధనాయ హి భవతి పరసాయ పుంసో భక్త్యా తుతోస్త భగవాన్ గజయూతపాయ మానే ధనాభిజన రూప తపశ్రుతోజస్స తేజ ప్రభావ బల పౌరుష బుద్ధియోగ నారాధ్యాయ హి భవంతి పరసాయ పుంసో భక్త్యా తుతోస్త భగవాన్ గజయాతపాయ తేజ ప్రభావ బల పౌరుష బుద్ధియోగ నారాధాయ హి భవంతి పరసాయ పుంసో భక్త్యాతుతోస్త భగవాన్ గజయూతపాయ తేజ ప్రభావ బల పౌరుష బుద్ధియోగ టువర్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ మన్ ఏ ఐ కన్సిడర్ ధన రిచెస్ అభిజన aristocratic family. Rupa, personal beauty. Tapaha, austerity. Shruta, knowledge. From studying the Vedas. Vojaha, sensory prowess. Tejaha, bodily effulgence. Prabhava, influence. Bala, bodily strength. Paurusya, diligence. Buddhi, intelligence. Yogaha, mystic power. Na, not. Aradhanaya, for satisfying. He, indeed. Bhavanti, are. Parasaya, of the transcendent. Pumsaha, supreme pursuit of Godhead. Bhaktya, simply by devotional service. Tutostha, was satisfied. Bhagavan, the supreme pursuit of Godhead. Gajayutapaya, on to the king of elephants, Gajendra. Translation, translated by Srila Prabhupada ki. Prahlad Maharaj continued. One may possess wealth, an aristocratic family, beauty, austerity, education, sensory expertise, luster, influence, physical strength, diligence, intelligence, and mystic yogic power. But I think that even by all these qualifications, one cannot satisfy the supreme pursuit of Godhead. However, one can satisfy the Lord simply by devotional service. Gajendra did this, and thus the Lord was satisfied with him. Purport. No kind of material qualification is the means for satisfying the supreme pursuit of Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, only by devotional service can the Lord be known. Bhaktyamam abhijananti. Unless the Lord is pleased by the service of a devotee, the Lord does not reveal himself. Natham prakashaya sarvasya yogamaya samavitaha. This is the verdict of all the shastras. Neither by speculation nor by material qualification can one understand or approach the supreme pursuit of Godhead. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जलशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपदाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणी जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैत गदाधार शिवसादि गौरभक्तवन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. सो द डेंजर्स ऑफ हैविंग टू मेनी एडवांस थिंग्स इन हैंड यू कैन ऑब्जर्व फ्रॉम हयग्रीव सिचुएशन. सो ही डिसअपियर्ड बिकॉज ही वाज वाचिंग देयर वाज सम मैसेजेस डिसअपियर्ड. सो देयरफॉर यू मे बी इन अ वेरी ग्रेट फॉर्चुनेट पोजिशन सिटिंग राइट इन मिडल ऑफ द टेम्पल. And all these advances that we see in the form of greatest education, using which we build so-called greatest watches, greatest specs. These days, even the specs are coming. You can see internet through the spec. That means you are sitting here hearing Srimad Bhagavatam class, but you are watching what is happening on the YouTube, what is happening in the news. That means you are physically here, mentally somewhere else. So much of distraction that we are creating. As a result, we are not even able to concentrate for few seconds, few moments in hearing glories of Supreme Lord, hearing teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. Yeah. So these are all Prahlad Maharaj actually emphasizing this verse today. And then of course you all know the context of this verse. This is the prayer of Prahlad Maharaj to Narasimhadev. Why? He liked to pacify Narasimhadev. Why? Because Narasimhadev is very, very angry. Why is he angry? So he just killed a demon, the greatest demon on universe, Hiranyakashipu. Why is that? Because Hiranyakashipu was troubling devotees. And the foremost, he was troubling his own son. So materially also, usually, you know, people are very much protective of their son and daughter in general. However, if they are coming on the way of their glorification, stopping their glory, or coming on the way of their sense gratification, they can become extremely angry. So here, Hiranyakashipu was the greatest atheist who became ruler of all three worlds, upper planetary, middle planetary and the lower planetary. Was controlling virtually everybody. Everyone under his control except Shiva and Brahma in this universe. Even Narada was under his control. Even if you are not controlled, Narada was at least pretending to be in control. Correct? Sometime going and praising this Hiranyakashipu. And this Hiranyakashipu, unfortunately, his son didn't obey his orders. Didn't accept Hiranyakashipu as the supreme person of this universe. So this is when Hiranyakashipu tried to kill his own son. Then obviously Lord Narasimhadev has to appear to protect his devotee. Correct? So then of course in the previous chapter we heard how Hiranyakashipu was killed by Narasimhadev. Then even after killing he was still in an angry mood. So therefore all other devatas went and prayed to Supreme Lord, appreciated him, appreciated his service in bringing peace and paritranaya sadhuna vinasya duskrita, appreciated. But still Narasimhadev was in anger mode. So then they thought, maybe we can send better half of Narasimhadev to pacify him. That is Lakshmidevi. Lakshmidevi said, I never saw such a form, so angry, I really can't go there. Then of course the leader of this universe. Who is the leader of this universe? Brahmaji. So Brahma said, we are not able to pacify, nor Shiva is able to pacify, nor all these expert Gandhadars are able to pacify through their glorious way of explaining, pleasing Supreme Lord. But finally they thought, the best person to pacify Lord is this Prahlad. So they encouraged him. Of course, now Prahlad obviously took that instruction from Brahmadev and went in front of Narasimhadev. What did he do? First he did offer Dandanamas Pranam, correct? Just like the moment we enter the temple, when we have a higher authorities, such as Prabhupada, and we have higher the Supreme Lord here, what do? We go and offer our Pranam, respectful obeisance. So that's exactly Prahlad Maharaj did. Then Supreme Lord, he is very kind, Bhaktavatsala. So the moment a small boy comes for obeisance to you, what do? You put your head on your hand on that the child head, correct? Even here also sometime some little boys come and running and they offer you obeisance. What do? You don't kick them just like Hiranyakashipu did. Instead you hug them or put your hand on their head. So you are offering some blessings, correct? You may not be the Supreme Lord, but whatever little austerity you did, little chanting you did, so you gained some kind of power from the Supreme Lord by associating with Supreme Lord by chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, correct? When we say Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What did we do with this? We associated our mental faculties, our tongue, our ability to speak, our ability to hear in service of Krishna. So when we associate with Krishna's name, Kali Yuga Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar, so we associate with Krishna. Through that we got some kind of power from Krishna. Satchidananda. So from Krishna's we have derived a little bit. And when we put on the head of that baby or child or a person who obeys, paid obeisance, so you are transferring some of those ability. So same thing happened here. Of course here Supreme Lord Narasimhadev So he is unlimited merciful, unlimited knowledgeable. So he transfer a little bit to Prahlad. As a result, Prahlad is able to now start his prayer. So we saw yesterday just first prayer, and today the next prayer. Okay. So yesterday we were saying that how is it possible that the great demigods who all are in, you know, devatas who are in mode of goodness, they offer prayer. So that didn't satisfy. How is it possible that demon like me, who is born in a demonic family, can, you know, pray you? Anyway, he tried. So today's verse talks about, you can see very nicely, the various advancements of material qualification. So starting with dhana. So in this material world, so we have lots of energy, external energy. So all these ingredients, so we can become richest person in Australia or richest person in the universe. Correct? So you might be having trillions of dollars in your bank account. Or you are a owner of thousands of big factories that produce mobile phone, that produce computers, that produce all these electronic devices. Correct? Or you may be owner of a big gold mine. So you are richest person. So you may be richest person in the universe, but it won't attract Supreme Lord. And there are many examples of richest persons. So even the makers of car company, such as Henry Ford. You heard about Henry Ford? So Henry Ford is the one who started this the Ford company, Ford Motor Company. So he was a he was a great grandfather of one of these devotees that we hear in Hare Krishna moment, Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj, who is the chairman of building Mayapur Chandraya, a big mandir. Okay, so Henry Ford is the one who, you know, started this motor car company, and that company at that time was the most dominant company. So as a result, Henry Ford became richest person. Once Prabhupada met his great grandson, that is Ambarish Maharaj, asked him, "Where is your grandfather? Who was the richest person of America? But where is he?" Of course, at that time, a neophyte devotee, he just came into the moment. He didn't know. He said, "I don't know." Of course, they are learning about this transmigration, how the body changes at the time of death to the new form. So how the soul takes a new form. So they were all discussing, but of course he said, "I don't know." So you can see, you can be a richest person, but we don't know the future of our next life. So then aristocratic family, abhijana, the second quality. Abhijana, a person may be born in aristocratic family. So such as there are some families known to be very popular in the country. Something like, let's say, Nehru family, or Gandhi family, in Australia, Murdoch family, correct? There's a family called Murdoch family, if you don't know. So there is a university named after Murdoch. All these newspapers are run by them. And all these various news channels are also run by them. So very prominent richest. So you may be born in such aristocratic family. Or, so you may have a Rupa. Rupa is personal beauty. So there are people who are very beautiful. These days, those who are beautiful, what do? Most of them get into film industry, advertisement industry, most of them, correct? So in general, if you see in this world, you open a newspaper, you see on the internet, the beautiful person on Australia, beautiful person in the universe. So these days, the photos appear. Who's? Ramba. But not the Ramba of heavenly planet. But there are film stars, for those who act, there are also Ramba, Urvasi. They also now got these names that we, the beautiful damsels of Indraloka used to have. Anyway, so these all are beautiful personalities. They got a beautiful form, personal beauty. But what is happening? these days, how long you can maintain this beauty? Correct? When you are most beautiful and you are rating as a film star, actor is the number one highest paid, then with time things deteriorate. As a result, the rating will come down. Nobody will give you respect that earlier you were getting. As a result, you become morose. Sometimes you think, oh, this life is useless. Let me take my life out. And we hear all the time, these film stars are men or women taking their own life. And they're becoming now fashion. New fashion. Correct? So then tapa. You may perform greater austerity, such as going to Himalaya, standing on one leg on ice, correct? Ice surface, then doing tapas. Through that you might gain some mystic power. If not, at least you might attract people who are visiting Kedarnath, correct? You go to Kedarnath, you know, go on that mountain, Himalaya mountain, so difficulty. Then you're standing there for 24 hours, 1 month, 2 months, 5 years, until Modi passes by. Correct? Modi also does. You all heard about. Correct? So, in the last election, so they did election campaign so much, got tired, then on the voting day, what did they do? So, no information. So he left everything, because the voting day they say no more campaign. If you campaign, you'll be disqualified. So best thing to do is just go to Kedarnath, take one of the cave and start doing tapas, or at least be inside. So some people may be doing, so gain some popularity there also, other people. So who are doing. So tapas, through that they might gain some mystic power. Then Sruta. Sruta means knowledge from studying the Vedas. You might become a greatest scholar, Vedic scholar, Sanskrit scholar, and then able to speak eloquently through your senses. Those are Ojeha, that last word, Ojeha. Ojeha is sensory power. You get sensory power to be able to speak so eloquently through your tongue, and may be able to see the far object through your eyes, and may be able to even hear the conversation between two people through a special wave that is happening through a mobile phone. Correct? You don't have to tap a telephone. Correct? That is maybe called as a forgery or whatever. So you don't have to do that. You develop that ability to hear those special waves. So, or you might get bodily effusion, Tejaha, correct? Some people will say, oh, so they even have a name called Ojas, Tejas, correct? I am sure you heard the name Ojas. Similarly, you heard near Tejas. There are men have Tejas, sometimes women have Teju, like that. Tejaha, bodily effulgence. They may be having very, very nice bodily effulgence, you know. So people feel attracted to them, and that they're able to influence others. That's called Prabhava. So, you know, influence others. So influence politicians to give you funds. People do that. Correct? This happens everywhere. You go to university, the people influence others to attract more funds for their project. People influence to attract some awards for themselves. People do influence others to vote for them. Correct? People influence to even contribute money to their temple. So all kinds of influence, prabhava. So then yogaha, mystic power. So 8, perfection of siddhi. With this mystic power, you know, you will be able to walk on the water. Imagine, you just go to the beach here, nearby, and then start walking. No need to swim. Just walk on Indian Ocean. Walk on Pacific Ocean. What happens? Immediately you will be in the news. Everybody will come and, you know, take your video, and then everybody will assemble. See, here is a person who is able to walk on that water. That is a mystic power. How? Because you become lighter than lightest. You take a paper, throw in the ocean. It floats, correct? So until it absorbs water and become heavy, then it will sink. Same thing will happen to person of mystic power also. They might get a mystic power and use that mystic power simply to show up, get glorification from others. At one point, finished. Yeah. So then, so these are all different material qualification one can get. So here Prabhupada says, no kind of material qualification is the means for satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So can all this qualification that one gets, can we impress Supreme Personality of Godhead? Does Supreme Lord Krishna, does he get pleased by our all this accomplishment? So we have seen many examples, even in those who are performing yogic, like Saubhari Muni. You heard about Saubhari Muni? So it will be in Srimad Bhagavatam. So his pastimes are there. Saubhari Muni was also a greatest yogi. Not only able to walk on the water, he can go inside the water, sit down and do tapas. He did that in where? In Yamuna River. Not in any other place, just in near Vrindavan only. So go there and go deep inside the water and then start doing tapas. So much of austerity. And also he achieved that perfection. See, we can't really go inside and sit down for 10 minutes and be inside, correct? Go deep inside, within few seconds we have to come out. But whereas Saubhari Muni is able to do that. So such mystic power he gained. But what happened inside? Inside he started doing tapas for several months and years. Then sometimes opened their eyes, correct? Usually open their eyes. What is happening outside? Not even outside, just in front of you. So usually in water, you are doing tapas. What happens? The water animals, citizens of water. What is the citizens of water? We are not citizens of water. Citizens are fish, crocodile, then sharks. So in a very tapo divyam, places like Vrindavan, maybe crocodiles are not there, sharks are not there, but what are they? There are fishes. Just like you go to our small pond here, inside there are fishes of different color. Correct? They also have color as well. So the fishes are moving around. And the Saubhari Muni, when he opened and observing what is happening in front of him, he saw some of these fishes coming, you know, male fish and female fish coming and kissing. Like this going on for too long, then he developed attraction. Oh, what is this? I'm doing this suppers. No sense enjoyment here. Let me go. So he just went out and ended up marrying several princes. Correct? So this is, that means you may perfect in mystic yoga and able to do tapas in Yamuna River, in Vrindavan itself. But there also, if you are not fully developed attraction for Supreme Lord, or your activities are not in the direction of serving Supreme Lord in the form of devotional service, then likely failure, fall down is going to be there. Yeah, so this is what we learn from this. So even this prabhava, influence. So people are able to influence in a big level, national level, international level. And even sometimes countries have influence on others and ruling them. So we all know about, you know, different empires like Roman Empire. Roman Empire was virtually controlling, you know, most part of this earthly. They built big, very strong army and then able to control and have influence so much. They disappeared. What we see is some ruins. You go to Rome, correct? So now we all go to Rome to see the remnants of those Roman Empire. Or you go to Middle East. So in Middle East like Jordan and others, there also you will find some remnants of Roman Empire, correct? So they became very popular tourist destination. Now the goal of life is to work hard for almost 11 months in a year. Then the money earned, you take a ticket to Jordan or a Rome, a place just to see the ruins. Then of course other empires, British Empire. British Empire was also, they used to say, sun never sets on British Empire. But where is British Empire gone? Correct? Even the Mughal Empire, they say, oh, we are ruling the whole India, influencing. So influencing or troubling people, all kinds of things have happened. But anyway, so they disappear. So therefore, our influence that we try to gain will also vanish with time. Time is the Krishna's energy. Right? If you don't engage that in Krishna service, you'll vanish. The person who created that influence also vanish, and the influence area also get vanished. So that is the other problem. So prabhava, buddhi, people also, you know, have intelligence. This is a gift of God. So Krishna says, even Prahlad also says, correct? When Hiranyakashipu asked him, what is the source of your strength? You are so fearless, everybody fear me. The demigods, you know, just by my eyebrow, they will do what I want. But whereas you, not necessary to be. Correct? So source of strength. So he says, source of your strength is same as my strength. All the source that we got, strength we got, ability to hear, ability to see. These are our Lord's, bestowing us. So those source of strength. Then one of them is intelligence. So using intelligence, what do? Some people may be born poor, but using their intelligence, they become richest persons. Or some may be just okay, but using their intelligence, they win, they do very big business, or they do very detailed research. Some people try to do research on the minute particle, the smallest possible, that you can't see through our eye. That is called particle physics. So they see, oh, this smallest atom, how is this energy? What is the source of energy? So for that, keep doing research, and finally you get what? A Nobel Prize. And that particle is called God particle. So if you are someone want to become a physicist, you know physics, you are studying physics? Okay, physics. When you become highest physicist, highest knowledge in physics, you will know that minute particle, then your research will be, what is the source of the strength of this minute particle? For that purpose, you create a big instrument to measure, you know, accelerate those particles, see when they collide, what happens? How much energy they produce? So such a research you can do. That's one type of the minute particle, atomic. The second research can be highest, the big universe. Take a big telescope and study this universe. What is the end of this universe? Today you see, the end of universe is some 10,000 kilometers away. That is the point. Then after 1 year, you produce a new telescope and again see, the universe actually not stopping there. Actually went far away. That is called expansion of this universe. A professor in Australia, at Australian University, ANU in Canberra. So he said, universe is expanding. And they are showing through their experiment. What happens? This person is bestowed with highest award in the scientific community. They call it Nobel Prize. The moment you get Nobel Prize, everybody will, glorify you a lot. So you can invent or study the minute particle using your buddhi, intelligence, or you can study the big universe, you get some of these awards. But these all are going on, this intelligence, to explore. Or you might become a big pandita, big scholar of Sanskrit. Sanskrit, there are people who have become big Sanskrit pandits, sometimes they are born pandit, title, may not be real pandit, but they are born to pandit family. Usually pandit means some aristocratic brahmana, right? Aristocratic brahmana, born to a father or a mother who are some lineage, which is aristocratic brahmana. So they are pandit. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also was called pandit, Pandit Nimai, correct? But he was a pandit in divinity. But other people who are pandit in karma kanda. So one may be a perfect in rules of grammar, greatest Sanskrit scholar. But can they protect themselves at the end of life? Not possible. In the Kali Yuga, the greatest guru that we usually talk about is Adi Shankaracharya. What does Adi Shankaracharya says in his Bhajagodam? So he says, Samprapte Saniti Kale Nai Nai Rakshati Dukran Karane. Samprapte Saniti Kale. Saniti Kale, that is, at last breath of life, your Sanskrit rules, grammar will not save you. So therefore, what to do? He says, Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda Mudamate. He is saying that, oh fools, you all gain this greatest intelligence and then greatest ability to read, greatest knowledge, Shruti, but all these rules of grammar that you acquired will not serve you at the end of life. So this is what Shankaracharya says. So that is why I sing, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Mudamate Samprapte Saniti Kale Nahi Nahi Raksiti Dukran Karani. So therefore, if simply investing all our time and energy, simply becoming greatest scholar, greatest richest person, greatest person who can influence everybody, a person who can win all kinds of award, only putting all of energy on that, so last breath of life will not save you. When the death comes, finished. Correct? All things gone. All of our education, Prabhupada used to say, MA, PhD gone. These days people don't do MA. They are doing engineering, they are doing MBBS, they are doing BCom. Correct? So in Australia, arts is not that popular. Bachelor of Arts, Bachelor of Master of Arts or whatever. So what is popular is this Commerce, Bachelor of Commerce, Master of Commerce, then MBBS or MBA, Master of Business Administration. These are all popular. Anyway, none of these will save you. All these greatest title will gone, finished. And then we might be richest person in Australia or in the earth or in the universe. Big balance, but when the death comes, finished. Even if you appear next life, you go and claim in the bank that this account belongs to me. Nobody will recognize you. By that time, they already distributed. Your account that you have in wherever, that actually closed. Correct? The moment person dies, what happens? Either government will take over all your wealth, yeah, or other people who claim they are related to you, they will take. Now these days, if nobody claims, some woman will come. I had a relationship with this person, therefore I am the legal owner of that. They may not be even married also. Correct? They can say, I had a relationship sometime, so therefore I am the owner of that. So this we hear all the time. So even the judges also are doing that. A person who was a judge in a court, and this person, somehow had a relationship with one young girl, and she died, whatever money left in her account in superannuation, he claimed. It belongs to me because she was my friend, so my partner. So like that, somebody will take away. The message is that whatever riches that we earn and kept in the bank, even if you appear, reincarnate and come back, it will not be given to you. By the time account is closed and money is distributed, spent also, nothing left. So therefore, what do you do? If you put all your effort in acquiring wealth, is useless waste. Then, so after death, what happens? Punarapi Janaram, Punarapi Maranam. Correct? The four problems of this world. Janma, Mrutu, Jara, Vyadi. Person again dies, so he'll again take a birth. So Punarapi Janaram, Punarapi Maranam. So this is also with this advancement of great birth, great reach, great opulence, and then of course great education, all this that we possessed vanished. Then again you take a birth. We don't know what next birth will be. So here, Shankaracharya also says, Punarapi Janaram, Punarapi Maranam, Punarapi Janani, Jatare Sayanam. Saying that, again take born, again die. How do you appear back? Again you take birth in Janani. So who is a Janani? Next Janani can be a dog. Next mother for a person can be a dog, can be elephant, can be human also. It can be any. So 8.4 million possibilities. So therefore what do we do? So even Shankaracharya prescribes that, he says, Iha samsare bhavudustare. When you appear again in this world, again you go through this samsara chakra and difficulties of life, struggle for existence. So that is why he is recommending Krapaya Pare Pai Murare. He is saying that why don't you take shelter of a person who killed this Murari demon, that is Lord Vishnu, Sri Krishna. So this is very, very important to understand. And if you really look at some simple examples, so some of the people who have achieved Prime Ministers of a country, Prime Minister, For example, India's first Prime Minister. Who is India's first Prime Minister? Nehru? Oh, don't know. Prime Minister, like we have still a Prime Minister. Yes, Jawaharlal Nehru. Correct? He never the first Prime Minister. So if you just see Nehru, simply, you know, these days, any questions we got, we don't know the answer. What do? Go to internet, World Wide Web, search. So you go, so then you just say Nehru. Nehru, next life. So just simply type Nehru, next life. Correct? So maybe somebody will tell you. Internet will tell you. What does internet will tell you? That means some people like astrologers, others are predicting, oh, based on this person's qualities and consciousness, this is the life of that person. It's simple. I also did the same thing. You know, so this Nehru's incarnation, next life. Just, simple. Nehru, next life. Correct? Just type. So what is he born as the next life? So here, we don't need to know, do our own research. All the research has been done. So here you will see the many astrologers. One of the astrologers in Delhi, according to that astrologer, given the life of this Nehru and his consciousness, he says, Nehru is born as a dog in Scandinavia, Sweden in particular, the capital of Stockholm. That's what he's saying. Correct? And there is also a very nice conversation between, Srila Prabhupada and the devotees. So they also had some conversations on Nehru. So for example, Somati Nandana. So he is saying that, you know, all these politicians, leaders, they are promoting creation of factories. And they say these factories are temples of India. They enlighten people, make them work like donkeys, very hard, day and night, 24 hours. Because these are factories are operating 24 hours, not like office, where daytime office, nighttime closed. But the factories, they're open, multiple shifts, 3 shifts, you know, so night shift, day shift and middle shift, like that, factories opening. But they call them as the temples of India. So like that, they promote so much. So at that time, you know, Yashobhati Nandan, Prabhu is saying, Nehru was a big atheist too. He openly declared. Not that anybody is calling him. Nehru himself is saying. So he is the biggest atheist, the first class atheist of India. They themselves promoted. And Prabhupada also says, yes, he is a first class atheist. So Prabhupada is saying, yes, he was a first class atheist. Now he has become a dog. And some astrologer in Delhi said, he has become a dog in Sweden. So it seemed the person where this Nehru appeared had 2 dogs. There was already 1 dog, the second dog. So why is this? Some people have analyzed. So Krishna says, Antakale Narayana Smriti. So whatever Smriti at the last breath of life that you carry, that is what you achieve. Correct? So at last breath of your life, you are concerned so much about protecting the wealth, protecting the country, or protecting your body, and did all kinds of sinful activities, such as eating meat, such as woman hunting, and such as gambling, all kinds of sinful activities we did, and that last breath of life, the conscious, you like to be that only. So death, we know, death is God, last exam of our life. We go through so many exams. Right? Even to promote from primary school to high school, we have to write exam. From high school to college, you have to write exam. Correct? And from college to university, you have to write and excel. And we work so hard to get into select school in Victoria. So if you are in grade 7, you say, I don't want to go and join this Albert Pat College, although it is just next to my house. But I want to study in Macrop, or I want to study in Nozzle Institute, or I want to study in John Monas Select School, like that. And work so hard and take so many tuitions. Do you go to tuition? Yes, see. Even our boys also going to tuition. Apart from going to the school, middle school, primary school, or Albert Pass school. Why? All of this Ugra Karma. If all of them just study whatever they study in the school from 10 to 4, in between there is a break. That time if you are hungry, just come run to the temple and have some prasad and go. Or after that finishes 4:30, just come here, just take darshan of Gauranitai, Radha Vallabha, Jagannatha, Subhadrami. Then what? Go out, outside they are giving you a nice sweet ball, that is date and various nuts put together, and so delicious to eat. One that you eat, you become fully energetic. But instead, what do? We run to the tuition. Then up to 9 o'clock. Science, you work so hard, no time to sleep also. Kids are not able to sleep at all. This is not only in Australia, everywhere. Go to America, same problem. Go to India also, same problem. People to just get admission into these so-called IITs, they go to a place called Kota. You heard about Kota in Rajasthan? Rajasthan, you should go to take darshan of Govindji. Instead, or take darshan of other deities. Instead, they go to Kota and then become Kota only. In Kota, you study so hard. You don't even take the IIT entrance exam. You take a simple test that the tuition class does. The tuition tutorial, they also periodically give you test. And then if you don't get highest mark in the test, what? They think my life is over. Go to the 5th floor or 10th floor of the building and jump. You see, use the newspaper, this is very regularly, this is happening. Because of our extreme desire for achieving highest material accomplishment, simply to get into admission into IIT. Okay, you got into admission, then what? There, all the people from different countries, from Andhra Pradesh, from Telangana, from Delhi, all these places, people come and assemble in IIT Kharagpur. Then what? There again, the best ones and came and starting, they also want to be first there, number one. Unfortunately, there is only one position. And then the person who is number two, again, this fellow will jump from the building. This is becoming a big nuisance and headache. So that is why it is very important that we have to be content with whatever we are bestowed with. Whether it is a richness, or intelligence, or ability to get into admission into some institute. Correct? Otherwise, the problem. Why it is problem? What happens? These fellows who may be number one in their own college, in a small place in, let's say in Bengal, or small place here in Albert Park. You may be number one in Albert Park College, correct? But the moment you go to Melbourne University, there are many number ones from number one institute across Melbourne have come there. Can you get number one position? There's only one number person came number one. This is the problem. So those some of the students who come from this private institute with a lot of tuition, come to Melbourne University, there they struggle and then keys and torture themselves and torture teachers also. They say, some will come, this, my classmate and I, we both studied in the same room, same textbook, same time, same teacher, but he got more mark than me. And argue with me, what do? I have to pacify that person just like this Prahlad Maharaj is pacifying Hiranyakashipu. And you have to pacify so nicely also, you can't use hard word. Otherwise they will complain. They say, so it's all problem. So causing problem to themselves, causing problems to teachers also. This is the problem. Yeah, so now here Nehruji. So Nehruji, worked so hard, went into some prisons, and then of course they think they are, helped, kick British out of India, so got independence, then became Prime Minister. Then what? After the death, became dog. So this is a big problem. So Prabhupada says that a person who was a Pandita family, a born in aristocratic family, Pandita family, that is Brahmana, and Brahmana became a greatest powerful person as a politician, Prime Minister, and then as a dog. This is a big fall down. Better would have been at least going to appear in Indraloka, possibly have some good time with Ramba, Urvasi, instead of all these people. At least some achievement. Even that also didn't happen. Right? Even to go to Indra Loka, you also have to remember Indra, otherwise why Indra will allow you to come inside? Right? You have to perform some puja of Indra. So hopefully he will say, okay, here is the nice devotee of me. Let him come and have some good time here for a few decades and then go back to Earth or wherever. Yeah. So this also didn't happen. So it is very important that simply depending on this, not be possible. So we will be punarapi janaram, punarapi janaram. But if you want to escape out of this samsara chakra, follow teachings of, for example, Hanuman. So Hanuman also very nicely explained. Suppose here in the last statement of this verse, he says, Gajendra is able to please Supreme Lord. Gajendra did this. That is, he is able to satisfy Supreme Lord through his bhakti, and Lord was satisfied with him. So Gajendra, what was Gajendra? Gajendra was an animal, elephant. Even in body of elephant, by remembering Supreme Lord through some bhakti, you can achieve higher success. What to speak of human? Prahlad Maharaj already discussed, human life is very precious. Durlabha manava janma. Prahlad Maharaj already said in our previous teachings to his classmates, he said this human form of life is very rare. Out of those 8.4 million possibilities, just a form, and this is a very rare gift. Make this successful. Don't go down, go up. Go towards higher planets. Go to cross this universe. Go to Vaikuntha Loka. That should be the game, ultimate aim. Then it is success. Otherwise, it is failure only. At least if you maintain whatever you have as a human form, okay. Correct? It seems, even if you have heard Supreme Lord name, even once in your this life, Hare Krishna, just once, for that purpose, Lord will give you human form. That's guaranteed. This is like a money-back guarantee. Any effort you made, simply either you say Hare Krishna or you just say heard Hare Krishna. So all those who come across our Sankirtana warriors who are going and doing Sankirtan in the city, so they may be not really participating, but if they have heard Hare Krishna from you, and they all will be born as a humans, hopefully next time they will become a devotee also. Correct? So this is achievement. So now coming to this Gajendra. So Gajendra was a, elephant. So those of you know Gajendra, story will come, pastime will come soon in the next canto. This is canto 7, right? Only half is left. So after some month, you will soon start move to the next canto, canto 8. So there is the elephant Gajendra's crisis. So this Gajendra was like a king of all elephants. In every element there is a king. Just like a king among humans, king among animals like a lion, king among elephant, and this Gajendra was a king. So this Gajendra, so he was living in a beautiful mountain called Trikuta Mountain. So there, of course, he is having good time. Sometime, what does he do? These elephants like to take a bath. So they all went to a nice garden where there was a nice lake. Gajendra, king means he doesn't go alone. Correct? Only people like us, we go alone. If I'm coming to temple, I came alone. Correct? If I was the premier of this Victoria, so many people would have come with me. Correct? If I'm visiting, if premier visits our temple, why premier? Opposition party leader also. So many people come with him. Or even if you retire premier, past premier, ex-premier, if you come also, some assistant will come with you. So here, Gajendra went along with his family, his other associates, to this sarovar in Trikuta. So there he started taking bath. They had a good play, very beautiful, very sweet water, very pure water, clean water. So they took the bath, correct? So then other people just first came out. Then Gajendra was slowly coming out. He put his first foot on the bank of that lake. Suddenly he sensed that somebody is pulling his leg. So there he tried to, with his force, Gajendra was such a powerful elephant, just tried to pull, but he couldn't. So there, the water animal, that is not fish, crocodile. Crocodile has catched his leg. So he tried to pull again, nothing possible. Then all his family members, his associates, they tried to pull him, they couldn't do. They also tried their luck for years or so. They said, okay, now we can't do anything, they left. That's what will happen. If you fall into some trap, you may be a very powerful person. Some family members will try to take you out. The government will send your army to take you out. At some point they will give up. Okay, this is gone case, let's leave it and go. That's what happened. The family members left the king Gajendra. Then this Gajendra is also having a big fight with that crocodile. It see, according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, this went on for 1,000 years. Not just 10 minutes or 20 minutes or 10 days. 1,000 years. The fight between the crocodile and Gajendra is going on. Then finally, no way out. What does Gajendra do? Then, due to his smriti, in previous life he did some bhakti. So he was able to remember, immediately he remembered Vishnu. Vishnu is Bhaktavatsala. The moment he remembered, Supreme Lord immediately came in his Garuda and then took his Sudarshan Chakra and released. And that Sudarshan Chakra cut off the head of that crocodile. So that is when Gajendra was released. Okay, so the Gajendra, so he is able to achieve his success simply because he is able to remember Supreme Lord at last breath. Almost he is giving up the body. So the death came. No other protection. He fully gave up. Then finally he is able to remember and he has become successful. So Gajendra of course composed prayers just like we have got Prahlad prayers. Beautiful prayers of Gajendra's are there. So in the next canto you will soon hear. But one of his prayer, which is called Suklam Bardam Vishnu Sisivarnam Chaturbhujam. He is praising Supreme Lord. So he is like a sun, shining Chaturvarnam, with four beautiful arms and beautiful feature. He is praising. So this is usually people sing first before they sing Vishnu Sahasranama. Okay, so very beautiful prayers are there. So you can hear. Of course, Gajendra, what was he in his previous life? So he was a Indradumna. So more about this you will hear in the next canto. So I will not tell too much about it. But this is important. Even, here in Prabhupada Purport, he says, Bhaktyamam Abhijananti. Bhaktyamam Abhijananti. That is, you can know Supreme Lord not by all this material education and advancement, but only by bhakti. Actually, all these material advancements such as greatest physicists, what are they doing? They are trying to find out what is the source of energy of this atom. Correct? That is the research. High energy physics, particle physics. So much of research by thousands of physicists from all over the world, including Melbourne University also. Yeah, so much of research is happening just to find out just this energy source of the small atom. So bewildered there only. Finally, somebody says, oh, this particle is called God particle. And now start, okay, who is God? Then they search on internet. And somebody said, Shiva is God. So there at headquarters of this high-energy physics particle physics research laboratory in Switzerland, they said they brought Nataraja. Correct? Nataraja and CERN. You type on Google again, so they put said Shiva is the supreme, so therefore they put Nataraja Shiva, then S-C-E-R-N, Sun. So Lord Shiva, they say Lord Shiva statue unveiled at CERN. This is the European Laboratory for Particle Physics. Okay. So this is here. So you can see Shiva and people wearing tie, black suits and red tie and colorful purple tie and then you see. So Nataraja, they now need a blessing of Nataraja. So hopefully next another devotee will go, another person with who does Vishnu Aradhana, so who has attraction to Srimad Bhagavatam. So that person says, okay, enough of the Nataraja, let us put Krishna there. And if you start doing research on Krishna so much, finally you come across Srimad Bhagavatam book, then of course at the end of life you go back to Vaikuntha Loka. So that is the greatest thing that can happen. But you can see people are looking into these things. Said, where is Shiva Shakti, Nataraja? Also on the moon. correct? Chandrayana 3, the moon mission 3, when successfully landed this in desert, they couldn't find any water, so no hope of going there. So therefore, they say this point is called Shiva Shakti. Shiva Shakti, the point, Shiva Shakti point, correct? So something, some name, named after Shiva Shakti. Then of course, now coming to, we are talking about this beauty, intelligence and all these things. How is it possible to use, to develop friendship with Krishna? So this is where Hanuman is saying. Hanuman is saying that, you know, na jana nunam mahato na sobhagyam. He is saying that neither we are born in aristocratic family, nor we are a great Sanskrit scholar, nor our beauty is that great, but still we achieved your friendship out of your Kaja's mercy. Why? Lord Rama accepted Hanuman as his friend because of the devotion that Hanuman has shown to Supreme Lord. Correct? Even for Krishna, Krishna had friends. One of them was Arjuna. Why Krishna was able to become a charioteer, you know, charioteer driver of Arjuna? Because of the friendship. So it is very important that one can get this friendship simply by having this devotion. So this devotion is again with so many examples. So Hanuman is clearly saying that with this people with prestigious position and wealth, they are not able to, you know, get friendship of a Supreme Lord. But through bhakti you can get it. Hanuman is one of the best example. And of course through bhakti, even in Chaitanya Charita, those of you who studied, we hear a lot about this Kolavecha Sridhar. Sridhar, Kolavecha. Kola means the banana product seller. Kola means banana. If you are someone fond of eating banana, you go to Mayapur, or on the way you are passing from Calcutta to Mayapur, you come across, you know, many banana trees. You say, give me one kola. People give you, okay, here is one nice banana. Just pluck from the tree and give it to you. So it's nice to eat direct, right? We eat bananas that are grown somewhere, then they are plugged and put into fridge for several days. Finally, somebody cuts, then gives us. But whereas on the way, if you are going, you will get fresh banana. So kola. So this a devotee called Sridhar, he was selling banana product like leaf, or make some small basket of those, he was selling. But this Kola Vecha was a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the Chaitanya Charita, you will see in a nice interaction between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Kola Vecha, how he has won heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was fond of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course Chaitanya was very fond of this Sridhar, Kola Vecha. So there are lots of nice pastimes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. You can see, to achieve the Lord's friendship, so you need to develop this bhakti. We talk about you can connect with Supreme Lord in five rasas. In a rasa of awe and reverence, correct? Shanta rasa. You can connect with the Lord as a servant. Because we all are servant of somebody, why not become servant of Supreme Lord also, correct? So you can connect with Supreme Lord as a servant. Or you can connect with Supreme Lord as a friend. Just like Hanuman became friend of Rama, Arjuna became friend of Krishna. Or you can connect with Supreme Lord in parental relationship, just like Nanda Maharaj, Yashodamaya. Or you can connect with Supreme Lord in, you know, in Madhurya Rasa, correct? Just like gopis connected. So there are many ways you can connect with Supreme Lord, associate with Supreme Lord. So through that association, what happens? Actually, we get promoted. Association with Supreme Lord also through glorification. See, we are glorifying by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Supreme Lord Leelas. So what is the benefit? Is Krishna going to benefit from this? No. Actually, you are the one who is going to get benefit. So when you associate with the magnet, will magnet become iron or iron become magnet? Correct? Iron become magnet. Magnet is magnet only. Krishna is like a magnet. So by associating with Krishna's holy name, or with Krishna directly, or Krishna's devotees, or this Krishna's teachings through Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing, so we actually get glorified. It is for our own glorification, it is for our own advancement that we associate with these teachings with Supreme Lord. So we gain. So Supreme Lord is unlimited, absolute. So we are relative. So this relative entity, by associating with the absolute, also gain the qualities that absolute saw. That's why we say Satchidananda. So we suppose to be Satchidananda, even though limited sense, but because of disconnection, those are lost some qualities, but with connection we can get it. Yeah, so this is very beautifully explained. You can see, so yes, put your effort to become a best educated person, but make sure that you also have Krishna with you. Correct? Don't tell your abilities and qualities, then you become successful. Otherwise, you'll be, even if you become Prime Minister of a country, the next life will be, you know, not human. So it is very important that we develop those. With that, let me stop here, and then happy to take any questions or comment you got. Yeah, so make your life successful by remembering. This is like a one-way ticket. So when you remember Krishna, you get a visa along with the ticket. Usually imagine you have a visa and the ticket to go to Vaikuntha Loka, to go to Goloka Vrindavan, to go to Ayodhya Loka in spiritual world. And especially one-way ticket. We don't want return ticket. Krishna says, when you become a bhakta, you understand me, that time you come back to Vaikuntha Loka, then you don't like to come back here. Therefore, no return ticket, only one-way ticket. Okay? Yeah.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the nice class. Prabhuji, you mentioned how children do tuitions to get into exams and stuff. Prabhuji, I see in my schools, some the children who don't know about Krishna consciousness, they're much more satisfied than us. In our, like, in Krishna consciousness, all the children like are in like in the competition mode. So Prabhuji, when we have learned so much philosophy, heard so much philosophy from the devotees, then why can't we implement it?
So last part is, why we have to?
Why can't we like implement it? Why do we have all this competition and between children?
Yes. So we have, you know, attraction to Krishna and of course we connect. But even though we go back to spiritual world, so why are we back here? Correct? This is an important question. You know, you can see, in principle, I mean, in the all of them were in the spiritual world. So in spiritual world means we are all accepting spiritually of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. But sometimes we think, why does Krishna has to be supreme there? Why not me as a supreme? So this is when Krishna says, no problem, for you I have created one more universe, material world. You go there and you can be supreme. Then of course, when you are here, you see the struggle for existence. Then slowly you might become again, you know, the troubles. Then you become conscious of Krishna. Then you go back. So one who burnt hand once, they don't put hand again. Only fools will do. Correct? So if you put your finger into the fire in Radhani kitchen, and you know, of course to go into Radhani kitchen you need permission of Manmohan Prabhu also. So somehow you manage to go inside and put your finger and burnt. Your hand burnt, and then next time will you do that again? You don't. So those who burnt, so next time, but say if a person is really a fool, that person will do. He burnt again and again still, they put their hand into the fire. Yeah, so there are such schools also. They know that. So now we heard about story of our Prime Minister of India, the first Prime Minister. So how many people are making effort also, apart from material advancement, also develop some qualities, divine qualities. This way at the end of last breath you can have Antyakale Narayana Smriti. Then you go back to Vaikuntha Loka. Not many people are doing. We know that we are burnt, but still we keep making the same mistake again and again. Yeah, but those who are burnt properly here, when they go back, they know that you know, this is not the place to live. Even if they come back, they don't come back to enjoy here. They might come back just to take back others who are suffering, just like Prabhupada, Prahlad Maharaj. So they were actually in the spiritual world, but they have come here to enlighten us. Correct? As part of the Leela, Lord sent them. So they come and do and take us back. But otherwise, they are not coming here to suffer or trouble themselves. But they are coming here to take us back. They are happy to go to even the heavenly planet to take them, take us back.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Alright. So thank you. So time for breakfast prasada. Hare Krishna.